This time I'm just trying the different angle and a different computer. That's all, just a different alkapanim. So Perek Aleph, Hanivram Hashabashem Smach by Lomai, Kulam in Paulim Baolam Hashnivra Ba Kalechem Asir Hashavasei Gadol Palasei. So the first thing the Maral is going to be speaking about this first Perek is an understanding of how there's a hechreach in the Bria for Torah. In other words, it's not just a pshat. Torah is something that was given, and we believe it, you know, because of it historically. But the bria within itself is missing Torah. Like Lamashal, let's give an example. If I see in front of me a table, there may or may not have been a chair there, and a chair is a nice addition. But maybe I just bought a table. That's all that's there. But if I see a table with 3 feet, with a hole for a fourth foot, I know the fourth foot is missing. And now the question is just, where is the fourth foot? The Torah is not something that's slapped onto the Bria from the outside, and true, and yes, and so on. There's something within the Bria that's Mechayev Torah. That's how we have to look at it. He says, that's what he's going to explain. He says, and if I'm Shabashan Spabu Lama, Kulam and Paul and Bolama Shiverboy, we call Echadifi Malose, Vichashivusai, Goidal Polose. In other words, every single element in the Bria accomplishes using its potential. In other words, and he said, like the sun, Shemayim, so Shemayim, Kulam, Paulim, everything that we have in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and so on, are doing something that affects the earth. Paulim tachtoinim kresh baram shenis barusida isam, vechena tachtoinim kulam paulim. Everything on the earth, arutz is paula umaitziot tzmacha v'chal shuyetzim in arutz ipoelas. So the entire world is functional. We rarely find something that has no tachlis, and we do. We ask ourselves, what's it all about? Vechena mayim paulim miravim atzmiim adama, v'ruach gamke megadla kol kamo shiyadua. And it's almost, the truth is, it's almost intuitive. A scientist, when he finds something that is any new bria, so they don't ask why it was created, because they don't believe it was created, but the type of question they'll ask is, why did quote-unquote evolution allow it to survive? Why did it, you know, what made it vital that it needs to be around? It's intuitive, and you'll always try to find out what exactly is the function it has. So that's true in, certainly it's true mitzad, if the world is designed by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that certainly is true. So you always find that whatever properties something has, its innate properties, that's the function it has. So fire is hot and it heats, water is cool and it's cold and it cools, and so on. A person mitzad is nefesh has something unique amongst all balachayim. She'ein nafsho nefesh behamis, rak nafsho nefesh sichlis. His nefesh is not only a biological nefesh that allows for the functioning of the body and so on. Rak nafsho nefesh sichlis. Loi kimoy shar balachayim ativim, she'ein nafsho rak tivis. So mechuyev shelo pulos misyachsos al nafshas yachsaloikis. There has to be some framework of functions that are specific to the person's level of sichlius. V'yulo pulos sichlius alokios. And there's going to be a group of functions that are sichliistic. Let's talk about this quite a bit, because I think this is an important point. If we'd ask ourselves what makes man unique, so the level of intelligence that a person has, no other Baal Chaim has, that's true, but really it's a question of gradations. In other words, Bala Chaim have an IQ of 20, we have an IQ of 100. So it's just a question of how much more do we have. That's all it is. It's not unique. So we're smarter than Bala Chaim, but Bala Chaim figures out how to do all sorts of interesting things, and we're able to do it a lot more sophisticated and so on. Is there some sort of function that we have, sichliistic, that Bala Chaim don't have? And the answer is what he calls here Nefesh HaSichlis. Let's use a broad word for it, philosophy. In other words, like this, there are chachma that is understanding how the world functions, understanding how it can function better, and understanding how to harness that we use it. So when a scientist tries to figure out a better computer, it's the same type of seichel that a squirrel uses to figure out where to hide his nuts and where to put them away and where to find them. Obviously it's incredibly more sophisticated, but the chachma itself is a tachlis oriented chachma that tries to figure out how to get a better functioning world so that we have more food, shelter, easier time getting around, etc. Then there's another type of seichel that we have that asks itself, what is good? What is right? What is beauty? What is purpose? What is destiny? Those are words that absolutely have zero translation into the functioning world. Now, let's put a caveat into that. A very scientific person, like let's say a certain type of psychologist, will subvert that and say, yes, the reason why I look for happy, what is good, is because I'm equating it with happiness, and I just want to be a happy person, so I'm going to look for the good in order to make myself happy. That's kind of a way of making everything go back again to the same. But that's not true. Our sense of wanting to know what is good and what is right and what is and all of these type of things, it's a very, very different type of search. It's a search that's not looking for a better functioning world. It's looking for a certain pneumius, sichlius in the sense of understanding. Even theoretical science that tries to understand how system works, so you could go either way on that, but that also has a certain nature of it. That's, even though both of them use the head, they use very different types of head. There was an article in The Economist about 2 years ago. I spoke about it at the girls' graduation that year. An amazing article. They quoted, there was a study of some university, I think it might have been Finland or something, I don't remember, but maybe it was upstate New York. There was a university that had the following study. They asked themselves the following question. Anything that a person has in his body needs to be understood as helping him function better. The reason is because evolution would not allow for something to sustain itself if it doesn't function, because it's taking up blood, energy, and all these things. So the muscle, if a person were to have limbs that have no function, we'd ask ourselves, what's the point of it? If the person who doesn't have that limb is better off. So the kasha was, our mind takes up a huge amount of energy. It thinks like 25% of the energy is used by the brain to think and to work and so on. So mele, the part of the brain that helps us hunt for food in any manifestation, makes a lot of sense that evolution kept it going. But the chelik of the brain that philosophizes, that asks itself what is noble, what is beautiful, what is good, what is right, what is wrong, that's a waste of energy. What do we need it for? Why did evolution allow it to stay? That was the kasha. I'll share the teretz with you, and I kid you not, the teretz was to help you find a shidduch, a better shidduch. And I'll tell you, basically it was like this, that since women are attracted by, you know, just like the female bird is attracted by bright plumage in a feather. So even though it doesn't have any function, it's just very attractive for the female. So anything that you have more, even if it's not functional, it attracts the women. So if you can sort of snap a Ramban off the fingertips or say that you learned in Bris, it automatically gets you a better shidduch. So that's how it's functional. I kid you not. I didn't quite use the Mishalim I used, but the point was, they hit the nail on the head. There's a whole chelik of the person who is dealing with the nefesh sichli, means the metzias, it's not seichel as operating instructions or as sort of helping you a more functional world, but it's actually seichel in its own right. What is that for? Where is that coming from? So he says, mechuyevet shelo pulos mesiach zanafsha sichas alokis. Now, besides, so we have a level that's, let's say, philosophy, which is what's beautiful, which could go either way. But then we have things like what is good and bad. Those are not, there is nothing within this world that we can describe as good or bad, except something that is alokis. It good or bad is a divine description. V'ilo pulo sichlis alokis shekva amarnu ki kol pulo tzor shatim esachs ala poel. So when we ask ourselves, what's our purpose? So the part of us that can look for food, yes, we have that in common with other Baal Chaim, and that's there to look for food. We do have, there is a biological self that's similar to animals, and just like we can transplant organs from animals to humans, we have a lot of similar functions, and looking for food type of functions and so on, that's similar. But they can't be that there's a chelik of us that is unique, that doesn't have a unique function. It can't be that our brain is just there to help us find food, when that's not at all delineating anything unique about a human. The fact that we also have to engage in functions that are not are not shaykh unikitas is maybe a chisaron. Imagine I have a company, and our job is to manufacture something. We manufacture phones, but in that company, we need to have a kitchen to serve food for people. We need to have a cleaning staff to clean the place. We spend a lot of money doing things other than doing phones. It's just necessary. If I could find a way to cut every expense except for the phone manufacturer, that would be fantastic. So in the human being will find a unique accomplishment that's human, then everything else is going to be bal karchach, in the sense of rather better than not. So if a person, so just like in a workplace, you delegate whatever you don't need to do to someone else, unless you have a choice. So someone else is cleaning the place, someone else is typing the stuff for you, somebody else is bringing you the papers. That's a normal way to do things, is to have it given over to somebody else. So a person, if a person's ikar function is something other than these things, then these things really are tzad chisaron. And he brings the Gemara, and now he's going to explain. He brings the Gemara and the Chazal, and he's going to explain it. Kedarkei. Ubesayif kedusha tanya. Pshun loza oime miyom eloyisi tzvi kayetz vari savol v'shulchan vani ve'im espanesim shloi betzar ve'im lo nivel sham sheni v'ani neveis l'sham shas koini u ma'elosh nivel l'sham sheni espanesh shloi betzar v'ani neveis l'sham shas koini askam v'kamo Ella, Sheroisa Smaisa, Kipartis Pinasosi, Shnava Sechem Hitu Ela Begoime Adkan. So the Mishnah says, the Braisa says, that the fact that we have to engage in a lot of things that are not our Iker Matara comes mitzad chisaron. Okishenivra Adam Lelivus Ima Malacha Vetikim Begodim Bin Abatim Rak Began Eden Hoya Blade Vorm Elo. Vim Kain Ein Elo Pulos Adam Mitzara Shlemus. Vlenimtsa Balachaim Ela Pulos Vim Stansim Blade Vorm Elo. Vim Kain Pulos Elam La Adam Mitzad chisaron Shechata Vikipa Panasosa Vilulos Ela Sordom Elo. So he says, you see in a Baal Chai, he's much more focused on the on things that are main to him, that are salient to him. We are not, because we spend so much time on other things. It's Mechus Chisar, not Mechmas Maila. I want to add a Nakuda that the Maral says somewhere else in Derech Chaim, he speaks about it. It's not just a Klala. Like Akash Baruch Hu says, you know, like by Para, it says, you know, we won't give them Tevin and let them still make the Levanim and so on. It's a little deeper than that. The Maral says this in Yigia Shtei Meshkachas Oven. Let's give a mashal. For a person to be a good person, so the Shlemus is Das Sichlius Teira. Midas are a very important part of it. A person whose midas are not kitikunam is chachma will not settle well. Let's give a simple muscle. Let's say you have a kid who's rich and spoiled, and he's going to learn. So even if he's good in learning, it's there's a lot of aftertaste in his learning. It doesn't that there's no bikusha chachma and yigia la ms. All of that is lacking. And you say to yourself, so you look at a kid who's spoiled rotten and he's learning, and you say to yourself, you know, I'm really raising a monster, not a Ben Torah. And what I do is I take away his money and I say, okay, from now on, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to scramble for everything, work hard a bit. And the guy says, well, you're taking away from my learning. I'm going to be learning much less now. And the answer is yes, but the way you are now, the Tzura Sodom you are now, is there's no Torah going to be in that person. You may be able to say Chachma too, but there's not going to be real Torah in the person. So unless I incorporate something that will make a mensch out of you, we're not going to have real Torah. So the incorporation of this work, it's a curse in the sense that, Halavai, I didn't need it. But now that I need it, it's vital. Adam sitting on Eden learning Torah caused him to be married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zero Torah. To sit back and not be become Ol Malchus, and you could sit and learn as much you want. You're not learning Torah. What you're learning is poison. So the Yigiyah Shneim means when we need to suffer this world a bit and not be so spoiled, then it's something that's helpful. The Maral says it's dafka. So just like a mechanech will sometimes look at a kid and say, you know, this kid needs also to be termed the time of this, that muscle. You'll take a kid who's very, very good in learning, and you learn with him something that's a little too hard for him so that he's flustered. And he needs to feel that. He needs to understand, A, he's not a know-it-all, B, the time of people don't have it so easy. That's part of a chinuch. So al kapanim, these things over here, they came mikoach chisaron. Had other marishim been more mushlam, and he wouldn't been so old to be married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there wouldn't be a point in taking away from his main avoda. But since Heroises Maisai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. So it's a klala in the sense that we could have, should have been different, but at the end of the day, it's not just bad, it's accomplishing something. Vezacha gimel devarim, ki ba'adam gimel devarim, haguf va'nefesh va'seichel. A person has three things, the guf, the nefesh, and seichel. These three categories are, so the Maral is now explaining, in the Maral's, the way the Maral learns Chazal, there are never terms thrown around just at random. So these three things were the first three things that came off the top of his head. or there's a reason why these three things, the morale learns, every chazal is written with a lot of chachma. So just like the mashal, let's give an example so we have a better understanding. If somebody is speaking about somebody else, he has to praise him at a dinner or something. So you could say he's the most wonderful, fantastic, greatest, tremendous person. So the pshat in those words are, they're just a random, you know, I took out a thesaurus or didn't take out a thesaurus and found a half a dozen words until I felt kdei svia, until that person felt kdei svia, and that's it. Nothing to learn from it. And most I can say is he was very mislav on the person. But let's say somebody says he's thoughtful in what he does, mesuder in how he does it, and pleasant in how he gives it over. So I've actually said something. I've given three shvaches, but those shvachim address different points. I didn't just toss out in with greatest livest things like that. So when you look at a pasuk, or you look at a chazal, you should at least credit them with the divrei chachma that we would expect of somebody who's a little more thoughtful. That when you read something that has a lot of shvaches and things of that nature, a lot of adjectives, if it's just tossed in, you really, really get annoyed with it because it's adding nothing, just words. Whereas if each one is addressing something, the seichel behind it. So here also, Chazal said, you know, I never saw an animal slave his name. He picked three examples. Chazal says the three examples have a reason why. This is his Yeseida is a learning Chazal, that Chazal were written b'divrei chachma v'loy b'umdina. They were written with chachma, no, specific. So what are these three examples? The Maral says, ki ba'odem gimel dvarim, guf nefesh ha-seichel. This is the Maral's categorization almost always. The three main strata of a person are guf. Guf includes all physical activities, physical drives, more important than anything else. Hunger, thirst, taiva, all of those belong to guf. Nefesh includes all emotional drives, greed, ambition, jealousy, haughtiness, all of that type of stuff, that's included in nefesh, in the Maral's language. Seichel is what we would call neshama. It relates like to the philosophy in a certain sense. In other words, knowledge, understanding, and so on. That's the mishkan of the higher inyan by a person. A person uses everything for his chiyus. Va'ama, ke'en shleimus va'adam b'mashem shasu v'nasasa. Using any part of yourself for parnasa can't be the shleimus ha'adam. Not gufa, not nafshe sichli. Ki, da'ri has a very strong body. V'arei mishanesh kach gufa chesh tov v'nasa. But he doesn't need that for his parnasa. L'kach ein lachshe ma'asha oisad me'gufa yu shleimus lo'i. So even though, yes, the lion grabs a sheep and tears it up, but the rest of the time he's sitting doing not much. He doesn't need it. Love doesn't have to work and do other work for it. So what describes nefesh more than anything else is movement. In other words, like this. A guf, the world of taiva, loves to lay in bed and get taivas. So if I can lay in bed and have food being shoved down my throat, that's ideal. If I need to matriarch myself, it's not. Ambition drives a person. A person wants to do, accomplish. That's the type of inyanim that are shaykh to nefesh, that's tenua. Al zeh so use the tzvi, which has a lot of mehirus. It means technically he cuts and dries out the te'enim, but more than anything else, it's preparation. In other words, you hustle to bring in the stuff in the summer so that you have, you know, ben maskil is ben maskil, so that type of thing he doesn't have to do. The kivim, שאין של נמצא בעל החיים שישמשו בקורסי לצורך פרנס עושן. אם כן, מה שאודם פועל בכוח גוף וזה יעשה אפה ונועסה מהסגור לצורך פרנס עושה. איזה את השם שלו? So the fact that a person has so much more terech to בעל החיים. בעל החיים, the Amazonas comes, so even the lion, the relative amount of hunting he does, he doesn't do 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. He does 1, 2, 3, that's it. שאין צורך דובר זה בעל החיים, שאין פיוסי פרסון אדם, ודובר זה אסחד לו מצד חטוי, וכן מה שאין למה נויח ביום ולילה, רוצח הפרנסוס זה כצבי, משתמש לזה כוח נפשי שלו, זה אין זה צד השלימוס, שלא למצוא זה בעל החיים שהם למדתי ממנו, וכן אין שלימוס השכל של אדם לשמש בפרנסוס זה, כי אם שלא למצוא שצורך דובר זה בעל החיים שפרסון אדם. So even using seichel in its lower form, where I find a way with my seichel, to make parnasa is also something that's not needed for balachayim. Bimkein, mashadam mishubach mekol shal balachayim v'roish shalei pulos miyachodos. In a pulos miyachodos heim a pulos sheim a malachis v'minyanim. Ki dovaze ena leleshlemus rachisorim pkisus v'lo shechotas v'lachisorim tachzol v'meilu. So if a person asks himself, what is godless adam? What is shlemus adam? So if the answer were to be, any one thing that human ingenuity built this, did that, the other thing, the question would be the fact that we needed housing, the fact that we need clothing, the fact that we need food, and it's not coming to us, l'chura is an anomaly. It's not the way it should be mitzad debriya. So to tell me that that's the shleimus adam, that can't possibly be. One more paragraph. וכבר בי ארנו כי אפשר שליל אודם פולוס אשר מסחסם על נפשה שיש לו שבלוי כיס. There is nothing, none of the activities that we do in this world address this נפשה לוי כיס. ואם כן נשאר השאלה, איזה מפולצים חודס לוי המסחסס על מלוסים אשר יש לו נפש שכלי? So what are those unique activities that have שייך לסטפק את נפש שכלי? לישור לוי מרקי הפולוס המסחסם על נפשה עם פולוס הלוי כיס. They must be different type of activities that are not of this world activities. Ve mitzvos haTorah. Ve heim miyuchadim al adam lefi malos nafsho loikis. Ve doze varim pulos nichod l'ruin loy. So this is like a complete thought of the Maral. So the Maral's point was, we don't want to see Torah as something which is an extra addition to this world. To understand Matan Torah, Kabbalah's Torah as an extra would be wrong, and would also give Torah a lower status. It's a hobby. We must find where the bria is chasa Torah, and that's going to be in the fact that Adam has a chelik of himself that is absolutely no use in this world, unless we're going to find some sort of activity that makes sense for that. So the whole chelik ha'adam, that is the highest seichel. The seichel itself is divided actually into three chalakim, the cerebrum, cerebellum, cortex, and basically one deals with things we're not conscious of, even just body functions that we don't control. One deals with movement, motion, etc. And then one deals with the higher functions. So what they call higher functions, a little bit different, but b'cholofin, to us the higher function is this type of machshava, where it's not directed at how to get more out of this world, it's directed in understanding, in das, in understanding things that are beyond this world. Das would mean like a musik, like good, like bad, and so on and so forth. Okay, so we hold him with him, Tishal. Any questions, points, anything you'd like to talk?